The NATO military alliance says it will immediately deploy additional forces in Eastern Europe amid growing fears of a full-scale Russian military invasion in Ukraine. Stefan Boss reports that the announcement came while Ukrainian government troops and separatist pro-Russian militia were battling for control over Ukraine's eastern regions.
NATO Secretary General Anders Fogh Rasmussen said Wednesday that the alliance is strengthening its military footprint along the eastern border in response to what he called Russia's aggression in Ukraine.
We will have more planes in the air, more ships on the water, and more readiness on the land. For example, air policing aircraft will fly more sorties over the Baltic region. Allied ships will deploy to the Baltic Sea, the Eastern Mediterranean, and elsewhere as required. Military staff from allied nations will deploy to enhance our preparedness, training, and exercises.
NATO's eastern members, Lithuania, Estonia, Latvia, and Poland, had asked for a stronger military presence amid regional security concerns after neighboring Russia annexed Ukraine's Crimean Peninsula. Additionally, on Wednesday, armored vehicles carrying Russian flags were seen in eastern Ukraine, including in the eastern town of Slavyansk, stopping outside the town hall, which is occupied by pro-Russian separatists. Among them were apparently troops from a Ukrainian airborne division who switched allegiance. The Russian flag, which represents all Slav nations, is now flying from our vehicles. We don't need a Ukrainian one, this soldier says. I am from the Donetsk region. I will not say whereabouts. The tanks are from the Soviet Union. They used to belong to the Ukrainian army, another soldier explains. Yet, just 15 kilometers away, Ukrainian government troops drove some seven armored personnel carriers flying the Ukrainian flag into the town of Kramatorsk after securing control of a nearby airfield from rebels on Tuesday. A Ukrainian fighter jet has also been flying nearby in a show of strength. Ukraine's military action prompted Russian President Vladimir Putin to warn of the risk of civil war in this former Soviet nation. However, the West has accused Moscow of fueling tensions as part of a wider plan to eventually invade eastern Ukraine. NATO says there are as many as 40,000 Russian troops massed along Ukraine's borders. For Vatican Radio, I am Stefan Bos, reporting.